How glorious is it that we can sing this song together?
Hallelujah, 耶稣得胜.
Hallelujah, Christ is victor. He has overcome death, sin, and the devil. And his blood still is full of power.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Christ is victor.
我们早间一起来读一段圣经，在《生命记》第三章二十二节。
If you will please turn to your Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 2 and 3.
第三章二十二节，你不要怕他们，因为那为你征战的是耶和华你的神。
Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you.
这是摩西吩咐约书亚的话。
This is something that Moses told Joshua.
叫他不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为为你征战的是耶和华你的神。
For the Lord your God will fight for you.
在圣经里面常常让我们看见征战的事情。
The Bible oftentimes showed us all kinds of warfares.
当以色列百姓从埃及被神带领出来的时候，
When God led his people out of Egypt,
圣经告诉我们说耶和华的军队出了埃及。
The Bible tells us the army of the Lord has now left Egypt.
神也呼召所有的基督徒，
God has called all Christians
要做他的精兵，做他的战士，
to be soldiers for his battles.
他要我们穿上全副的军装，
He encouraged us to all put on the full armor.
所以我们看见在这里有一件事情，
So he showed us clearly
就是征战的事情，
that there is a battle.
为什么今天神叫我们遇见许多的征战？
Sometimes you wonder why God allows us to go into so many conflict.
我想盼望今天早间我们有一个认识。
I hope that you will come to the realization this morning.
我们一起来读四世纪第三章。
If we please turn to Judges chapter 43.
第三章。
I'm sorry, Judges chapter 3.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶和华留下这几族，为要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。我们知道我们的神他是无所不能无所不在的。
We know that God is omnipresent and omniscient.
我们的神也曾经帮助以色列人真的打败了这些仇敌。
And indeed he had helped the Israelites to defeat all their enemies.
神实在是可以把所有的仇敌都灭绝净尽。
He certainly is omnipotent enough to destroy all the foes.
但在这里他说耶和华留下这几族。
But the Bible showed us that somehow he left some nations.
也就是说他留下了一些敌人。
He has left some enemies behind for the Israelites.
是留给以色列百姓的。
He left enemies for Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天也常常觉得说神既然已经胜过了仇敌，
Sometimes we wonder today that if God has overcome the enemy already,
耶稣基督在十字架已经借着死败坏了那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
Since Jesus has already destroyed the one who has power over death, which is the devil, on the cross,
好像仇敌已经完全被打败了。
If the enemy is already defeated,
为什么我们今天还有征战呢？
Why is it that we're still engaging in all kinds of battles?
为什么今天我们发现仇敌好像还是那么的猖狂？
How come it seems like the enemy still is able to rage all kinds of wars against us?
特别到了末后的时代，
Especially in the last days,
主耶稣基督要再来之前，
Before the second coming of Jesus Christ,
我们看见这个征战是越来越猛烈。
The warfare seems to be ever more fierce.
很多时候我想神儿女都有这样的问题。
A lot of times the children of God have this question in their head.
以色列的百姓他们同样有这样的问题。
So did the Israelites.
神只要一伸手可以把所有的敌人全部消灭掉。
If God can smite and wipe out all the enemies just by stretching out his hand.
但是耶和华留下这几族。
Why did he leave some enemies behind?
第三章第二节说，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
The Bible showed us that he did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience.
今天神同样的，他仍然把仇敌好像留下来。
By the same token, it seems like sometimes God allows us to go through some wars with the enemy.
神叫我们学习未曾晓得的战事。
So that we may learn of the battle experience.
所以我们知道，经过所有的征战。
Through all the warfare,
神一定有他的旨意。
He has a glorious purpose.
主耶稣在十字架已经击败了仇敌。
On the cross, indeed, he has defeated the enemy.
今天所有属灵的征战，我们知道我们是站在耶稣基督得胜的地位上。
And yet, in the midst of all our battles, we know we're standing on the firm ground of Jesus is victor.
所有属灵的征战，我们也很清楚，不是靠着我们自己，我们能够来打这个仗。
Engaging in a spiritual warfare, we're clear in our head that we are not fighting it by our own strength.
感谢主，那为为我们征战的是耶和华我们的神。
But the Lord God Himself will fight for us.
所以我们今天都有得胜的把握。
Therefore, we have the assurance that we will win the battle.
但是我们知道说，这个 warfare 整个的征战，我们是有得胜的把握。
We do know that there is a victory assurance of victory in this warfare.
但是呢，在我们日常生活中，在我们一生的道路中，我们遇见好像有很多的战役是我们失败的。
And yet throughout our life's journey, it seems like we lost quite a few battles.
曾经在古时的时候，有一个将军。
In the old days, there was a general.
那这个将军，他常常出去打仗，他都遇见了败仗。
And he had been defeated in many of his battles.
后来有一个人就给他了一个报告呈上去。
So somebody wrote up a report about him to the king.
讲到这个将军呢，是屡战屡败。
And said that this general is defeated in every battle he engaged in.
后来那个文书官，他看见了，他觉得说，他想要提拔这个将军。
And the secretary that was reading this report decided to say something good about the general.
他就把这个字稍微改了一下。
And he changed the word's order a little bit around.
他说屡败屡战。
He said this general, in spite of being defeated all the time, he kept on fighting.
结果呢，这个将军呢还被皇帝把他提拔了起来。
Therefore, the king promoted him in spite of this report.
今天在世界上，他们还遇见这么多的征战。
Today in this world, we are encountered with a lot of warfare.
今天在属灵的境界，征战更是猛烈。
In the spiritual realm, indeed, the battles are fierce.
神的儿女在属灵征战中有一个非常特别的特点。
But there is one very unique characteristic shared by all God's children.
多少的时候，表面上好像我们被打败了。
Because on the surface, a lot of time, it seems like we might have lost a few battles.
但是在属灵的境界却是得胜的。
But in the spiritual realm, we have won the war.
主耶稣在地上好像被打败了。
As if Jesus was defeated on the cross.
人人都可以骂他，人人都可以吐唾沫在他的脸上。
Everybody mocked him and spit on his face.
仇敌可以用他的全部的力量把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
And the enemy raised everything that is within him and crucified him on the cross.
人可以用鞭子来鞭他。
People scourge him.
用枪来刺他。
They speared his side.
最后主耶稣死在十字架上。
He died quietly on that cross.
仇敌以为他得了胜。
The enemy thought he won.
但是他不知道，在属灵的境界，耶稣基督是借着死败坏那掌死权的。
Yet little did he know that by his death on the cross, he destroyed the one who had the power over death.
所以当我们今天来看这么多的征战，
In retrospect, as we look at all our spiritual warfare today,
耶稣开我们的眼睛，
May he open our eyes,
叫我们看见真实属灵境界里面的得胜，
So we can see what is really going on in the spiritual realm and be assured of our victory.
叫我们真的明白说，今天为什么好像神量给我们许多艰难的环境，
So we can understand the reason behind all our difficulties and circumstances today.
为什么他让我们在一个环境中面对许多的征战。
Why did he allow us to face so many struggles and conflicts?
两个礼拜前，我和我姊妹到 Rocky Mountain 去，刚好我们20周年结婚纪念。
2 weeks ago, my wife and I went to Rocky Mountains to celebrate our 20th anniversary.
我记得有一天我们是到一个 Iceland, 就是一个冰原。
One day we visited Iceland.
那有一个 司机开着车子带我们到冰原上去走。
And there was a driver, the tour guide drove all of us to the Iceland.
那在路上的时候，他就讲了几句话。
And on our way up there, he shared some things with us.
在 Rocky Mountain, 在那整个的山区，他说每一天有很多的人，他们去爬山。
He said a lot of people come and climb the Rocky Mountains.
那他们必须早上大概四点钟的时候，他们就开始行动。
They have to get up at 4 a.m. to set out for the top.
因为他们需要在大概下午两点以前要回来。
They have to make sure they reach the peak by 2 p.m. and start going back down.
因为再晚了，那个很可能就有雪崩的危险。
Because otherwise they might be encountered with an avalanche.
他说他过去一直看见这么多人一清早。就上山，然后呢，要走这么长的路，爬这么高的山，他说他很难去明白。
He said in the past year, the hardest time understanding why people would get up so early in the morning to go climb that mountain.
那个是一个很折磨人、很痛苦的一件事情。
It is such a painstaking task.
他说他为了要明白。
But in order to understand what's going on in their mind.
他说有一天早上，他就四点钟。加入别人的行列，一起去爬这个山。
So one day he decided that he would get up at 4 a.m. as well and join them in climbing this mountain.
的确，越走真的是越痛苦。
And the more they go up, the harder it is for them.
哎呀，那个脚不听使唤。
It's like your feet don't even belong to you anymore.
全身都疼痛。
You're aching everywhere.
啊，那个难受，他说你很难去形容的。
He said those were the pain that I was experiencing was beyond description.
但是终于他也登到了山顶上。
But eventually.They reached the climax of the mountain.
他说当他回来以后
He said as he came back.
他说他真的知道为什么这么多人他们就是要去爬那个山
He finally understood fully why people would do all that to get to the top.
如果你没有经过你不晓得
He said you would not know unless you experienced it yourself.
当你经过了以后
But once you experienced it.
是的的确过程是非常的痛苦
You will be convinced, yes, indeed, the process itself is very painful.
但是你回想起来却是那么的宝贵。
But in retrospect, you value and treasure every step of it.
我想我们每一个人，你回想一下你一生过去的路程。
Now, if you look back in reminiscence of the journey that you have tread through your life,
也许你会发现，常常值得你怀念的是那一段最痛苦的那个过程。
You might realize that the moment you treasure the most usually were the time when you are having the biggest difficulties.
神拯救了我们。
God has saved us.
但他不是叫我们只是走一个平坦的大路。
But he did not promise us a garden of roses.
他没有应许天色常蓝。
He has not promised the sky to be always blue.
路旁花香常漫。
And that along the path you will always have pretty flowers to smell.
他怎么样为以色列人留下几族的仇敌。
Just as he had left some enemies for the Israelites.
他今天也许可我们在一个征战的环境中。
Likewise, he does allow his children today to go through warfare.
所以我们一起来。看一下在圣经里面有一些圣徒他们所经过的征战
Let's review through the Bible scriptures about some of the battles that God's people had to go through
我们也看见说他们在征战中他们得着了怎么样的宝贝
And we will learn together what they have learned through going through this warfare
我们一起来读一下创世纪二十六章二十二节
Genesis 26 verses 22
以撒离开那里又挖了一口井他们不为这井增进了他就给那井起名叫利和伯他就是宽阔的意思他说耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地我们必在这地昌盛以撒是亚伯拉罕的儿子
Isaac is the son of Abraham
是他在一百岁的时候他所得着应许的儿子
A very precious son that he has obtained from God from age 100
那以撒他一生中常常做一件事情
And throughout Isaac's life he is always doing one thing
就是挖井
That was digging wells
我们知道亚伯拉罕他所挖的井被非利士人把他填了起来
You know that the well that Abraham had dug out was filled up by the Philistines
那以撒呢这个井被填起来以后他就把它重新挖出来
And what Isaac did all his life is keep on re-digging those wells
以撒的仆人他们挖了一个活水的井
Isaac's servants had dug out a well of fresh water
但是呢被基拉尔人把他霸占去了。
But then the herdsmen of Gerar fought against it.
他挖的井呢第一个叫做相争，意思就是相争的河。
The first well that he dug out was called the Sitna, means to fight over it.
就是说基拉尔人的仆人和以撒的仆人在他里相争。
Because the herdsmen of Gerar was fighting with Isaac's herdsmen.
但是我们看见以撒好像没有说这是我们挖的井，他一定要把这些人赶出去。
But if you look at Isaac's attitude, he didn't say, well, we dug this out, so we'll chase you out of here.
当这些基拉尔人和他们争的时候，好像他们就让给他们
了。But on the contrary, when people quarrel over this well, he just gave it to them.
他们呢又再挖了一个井。
He moved on and dug out another well.
基拉尔人又来与他们相争。
Again, Gerard's herdsmen came and fought over it.
又来与他们为敌。
Once again, they quarreled over the well.
但是以撒实在是有很足够的恩典。
But Isaac had so much grace.
他又挖了一口井。
Once again, he dug another well.
在二十二节说，以撒离开那里又挖了一口井。
The Bible tells us that he moved on from there and dug another well.
当他再挖这口井以后呢，他们不再为这个井争竞了。
And they stopped fighting over that well.
我想这些与他相争的人，他们都得着了足够的井，足够的水能够使用了。
I guess those who were quarreling against it before had now obtained enough wells.
这边讲到说，他就给那井起名叫利和伯，就是宽阔的意思。
And Isaac called the well Rehoboth.
那在这段圣经中，我们看见以撒他是一个这样子让别人得着他所挖的井。
From this passage, the Bible showed us that Isaac kept on giving his well to other people.
我想被人家欺压是一个非常难受的事情。
We all can understand it is very hard to be persecuted against.
当别人那么不讲理的时候，把你的东西给霸占去了，这是一个很难忍受的。
When people mistreat you or take what you have obtained, it is very hard to bear.
但是我们在这段圣经我们看见这却是以撒蒙祝福的一个途径。
But from this passage, we have learned that Isaac, on the contrary, was blessed by keep on giving it to others.
非利士人实在是没有道理。
The Philistines were so unreasonable.
这好好的井，他们把它塞起来。
First of all, they were beautiful wells and they filled it up with dirt.
以撒原本可以很安逸的、很丰富的，他们在当时在旷野地、在沙漠地，这个井是非常非常的重要。
You know, Isaac could have had an easy life living in the wilderness because that was a desert and wells of great importance.
所以在那种地方要挖一个井也是不容易的。
It is a lot of work to dig out a well.
我记得前一阵子在我们家后院挖了一个水池。
I remember not too long ago, I tried to build a fountain in my backyard.
刚开始的时候发现说上面的土这一铲松松软软的，我觉得哎呀，这个是小 case， 非常容易的事情。
When I first started digging, because the soil on the surface was very soft and loose, and I thought, oh, piece of cake, I can do this.
但是就在这么深以下，好像都是像石头一样。
But as I dig a few inches down, it was the hardest rock.
那个根本挖都挖不动的。
No matter how hard I tried, the shovels just can't even dig through it.
后来找工人来，他还用那个当当当当当那个机器来这里挖。
And finally, I had to hire somebody to come with a power tool, you know, drill it through the ground.
就我想在以撒他们那个地方，那个地肯定是不好挖的。
I can just imagine in the desert, it's got to be really hard to dig out a well.
我们只挖一个小坑都这么困难。
All I did was trying to dig out a little pond, and it was so hard.
一直挖，挖到有水的地方。
Let alone if you have to dig deep down enough to reach some fresh water.
所以你想，他们花了这么多的功夫。这么多的力气，好不容易得着了一个活水井。
Imagine the endeavors that's involved in order to obtain this well of fresh water.
这些基拉人太没有道理了，他来就把他抢走了。
And the herdsmen of Gerar just come and took it from them. How unfair is that?
但是以撒呢，他没有在这里抱怨。
But Isaac did not complain.
你相争就给你了。
He said, "You want to quarrel over this? You can have it."
我再挖一个井。
I'll dig another one.
你再来相争。又给你了。
If you want again, I'll give it to you again.
他们又再挖了一个活水井。
He moved on and dug another one.
到后来没有再来争竞了。
Until finally, they quit fighting with them.
这时候他叫做利和伯。
Therefore, he called it the Rehoboth.
经过这样的压力，这样的一个不平的环境。
After such high pressure and persecuting environments.
神把他带到了一个宽阔之地。
God led him to a broad land where he can flourish.
神叫他得着一个昌盛。
Now he can finally prosper.
所以我们看见说，这个难处，这个仇敌的攻击。
From all this, we got to realize the attacks of the enemy.
这仇敌的不讲道理。
Or the unreasonable treatments.
却是以撒蒙福的一个途径。
Is the very key to his blessings.
我们知道所有的能力是从压力底下产生的。
We know that power is obtained through great pressure.
在我们的生活中，若是没有压力，产不出这个能力来。
Oftentimes we will not find such power and strength in us.
荣耀的冠冕是从哪里来的呢？
You know how you can obtain a glorious crown?
是必须经过荆棘的冠冕才能得着的。
First you have to wear a crown of thistles.
所以我们看见以撒他一生的故事。
If you review the life of Isaac,
他是应许之子。
He is the promised son.
他是蒙福的。
He is the blessed son.
但是神也让他遭遇到别人那么不讲理的对待他。
And yet somehow God allowed so many mistreatments to occur to him in his life.
但是以撒知道他只管去挖井。
Isaac know one thing only is keep on digging.
当你把这个井挖出来，
One after another,
就有活水流出。
Whenever he digs, there is fresh water springing out.
他不在那里和人争竞相争。
He never fight with people.
但是呢，在一个属灵征战的境界。
And yet, in the spiritual realm,
蒙福的是以撒。
He is the one who is greatly blessed.
外面看来，这些基拉尔人，他们好像得着了外面的一个井。
On the surface, it seems like every time when the herdsmen of Judah fight with them, they win.
但是你看见没有，以撒的生命被主一直的制作，一直的宽阔。
But did you realize Isaac is being changed by God through all the circumstances and become wiser and more mature?
他可以成为一个祝福别人的人。
He now become a man of great blessings to others.
外面看来，基拉的人好像占了便宜。
So superficially, as if somebody else got the advantage from him.
但是事实上以撒得了属天的福分。
But in reality, he's one who got all the treasures from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你会不会为着你视为的人或者你的遭遇觉得不平？
Do you sometimes feel so disgruntled because you're not being treated fairly?
是不是有人和你相争？
Are people fighting with you all the time?
抢去了你的东西，抢去你的职位。
And they took what is rightfully yours.
我们在以撒身上看见，这是你蒙福的机会。
But in studying Isaac's life, realize that this is opportunities for you to be blessed by God.
有人要你就给他。
If people want it from you, let them have it.
有人抢你就让他。
When people try to rob you, give it to them.
你发现说这是一个让生命能够到进到一个宽阔之地的一个道路。
Then you will realize that this is the path that actually will lead you to a land that flourishes.
我们每一个神的儿女蒙恩得救以后。
Every child of God, when you are saved,
主耶稣告诉我们有生命的活水在我们里面。
Jesus says that from our belly will spring up water, living water.
他说要从我们腹中流出活水的江河。
There is going to be living water springing up from within.
他告诉我们说这个活水要一直涌，直涌到永生。
Keep on springing into eternity.
感谢主，都有活水在我们里面。
Thank God, we all have this living water inside of us.
但是常常我们发现说，主耶稣说这个活水要一直涌，直涌到永生。
Yeah, even Jesus said that it will keep on springing until eternity.
但是在我们的身上，好像这个活水涌不出来。
And yet on us, it seems like a lot of times there's just no water that's springing up at all.
好像它是在地底下这个一千尺、两千尺深。
As if the water would like stop down, way down, 2,000 feet deep or something.
但是呢，被上面很多很多东西完全把它堵住了。
And it's clogged up by all kinds of junks and rocks.
以撒懂得要挖井啊。
Isaac knew one secret, and that's keep on digging for the well.
是有活水。
Yes, there is fresh water.
但是你要把它挖井，把它挖出来。
But you got to dig it. You have to keep on digging.
今天我们生命中有多少的拦阻让活水不能涌流？
Today there are a lot of obstacles and hindrances in our spiritual life.
我们需要挖井啊。
And you must dig it out.
我们需要让圣灵做深的工作在我们身上。
Allow the Holy Spirit to work deep in you.
有时候想到说我们自己天然的生命。
Sometimes we look at our natural life.
就像我们家后面的那个土下面的岩石那么硬一样。
It was just like the soil that's in my backyard, hard as rock.
好难把它挖下去。
It is so hard to dig it.
但是今天圣灵来能够做人手所不能做的工作。
But the Holy Spirit has come to do things that cannot be done by the hands of man.
只要我们把自己交在主的手里。
As long as you're willing to commit yourself in the hands of the Lord.
圣灵借着十架能够做工在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit will work upon you through the work of the cross.
把这个井能够哇哇直到活水从我们里面涌流出来。
He will keep on digging and digging in you until living water started springing up from you.
你希不希望被圣灵充满？
Do you long for that?
你希不希望你的里面那个活水是源源不绝的往外涌的？
Do you want to see living water spring up from within you?
如果今天我们觉得好像我们在那个干旱无水之地，
If you feel that you were in a dry and weary land today,
常常看见的就是生活中各样的难处，
And all you can see around you is circumstances and difficulties,
我们看见都是家庭的困难，
Family problems,
工作上的难处，
problems at work,
好像我们在一个大而可畏的旷野找不到水，
as if you are in this grand and awesome wilderness and there's no water in sight,
真的干旱疲乏无水之地，
you are having a difficult journey in a dry and weary land,
如我们真的有这样的感觉，
don't you feel that way sometimes?
我们知道我们该挖井了，
that is the time you need to go within and start digging,
仇敌就用各样的手段各样的办法要把你的井把它夺去。
The enemy loves to destroy the well that's in you with every circumstance possible.
也许你今天觉得说啊，刚聚完会里面好像有活水。
Maybe sometimes after a meeting you felt, oh, I feel some living water inside.
明天回家跟先生吵了一架，这个活水不见了。
And you went home and you had a fight with your husband and that water is gone.
被基拉的人抢去了。
It's been taken away by the herdsmen of Gerar.
下次又有活水了。
And then next time when you feel a little living water inside,
到办公厅被老板数说了一顿。
But you went to the office and your boss rebuked you.
你发现说活水又没有了。
Immediately it's gone, like that.
又被基拉的人抢去了。
Again, it was taken away from you.
弟兄姊妹，我们要挖井啊。
You must keep on digging.
要挖深的井啊。
Dig it deep down.
直到有一天我们说这个井的名字叫做利和伯。
Until one day you can name the well that's in you, Rehoboth.
不再有增进了。
It means no more fighting.
这个活水可以源源不绝一直的往外涌流。
The living water can finally keep on springing out of you.
主带我们来到宽阔之地。
Because God has led you now to a broad land where you flourish.
他叫我们得着了昌盛。
You may flourish in that land.
这个生命丰富成熟了。
And you have an abundant life and you're mature in Him.
活水能够从我们里面一直的涌流出来。
And the living water can keep on springing up.
不论你的环境如何
，regardless of the circumstances，
活水在我们里面是不受到任何限制的。
That nothing can hinder that living water from springing up anymore。
感谢主，主在以撒身上怎么做工，他也一样要做在我们身上。
Just as God has worked on Isaac, He wants to work on us。
求主在这些日子带领我们，又学习又知道。这样的征战的事情。
These days, may the Lord teach us and learn how to fight our battles.
带我们来到宽阔之处。
So we can enter the land that we can flourish.
我们再读一段圣经。
Let's read down.
在列王记下。
Second Kings.
第六章。
6:21.
21-23节，请我们一起来。
23.
以色列王见了他们，就问以利沙说。我父啊，我可以击杀他们吗？回答说，不可击杀他们，就是你用刀用弓掳来的，岂可击杀他们吗？当在他们面前设摆饮食，使他们吃喝，回到他们的主人那里。王就为他们预备了许多食物，他们吃喝完了，打发他们回到他们主人那里。从此亚兰军不再犯以色列境了。最后他讲到一个结果，说从此亚兰军不再犯以色列境了。
At the end he shows us that so the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory.
我们知道以色列国后来分成了北国叫做以色列国， 南边叫做犹大国。
We know that the country Israel divided into two parts later on. The north part is called Judah.
那亚兰这个国家呢，和以色列国两个是接在一起的。
And Aram is adjacent to the land of Judah.
所以他们非常想说把以色列国整个并吞下来。
And then so they really envy and want to take over Israel, the southern part.
所以他们想了很多的办法。
So they try to figure out all kinds of ways.
但是有一个先知叫做以利沙。
At the time, there was a prophet named Elisha.
这亚兰王他们在那里用了很多计谋的时候呢，以利沙他都知道。
The king of Aram tried to come up with all kinds of plots, but somehow this God man, Elisha, knew about them always beforehand.
后来亚兰王他晓得了他们在卧房里面所讲的话，以利沙他都知道。
And the king of Aram realized that the things that we talked about in your bedroom, that Elisha somehow always knew.
所以呢，他们很多的计谋都被识破了。
So none of their conspiracies ever worked.
所以亚兰王他说，到底是怎么回事？
So King Aram wondered what's going on.
有人就告诉他，是因为以利沙。
And his servants told him it's all because of this prophet Elisha.
那亚兰王他就要把伊丽莎要把他抓起来。
So he was determined to capture Elisha.
有一天，伊丽莎在一个城叫做多丹。
One day, Elisha was in the city Torek.
所以呢，亚兰王就率领呢大军人马就要去围困这个城。
And the king of Aram brought lots of soldiers with him and surrounded his city.
他们把整个城都围起来。
And the whole city was encompassed.
为了要捉拿。
In order to capture Elisha,
那天有一个年轻人
，That day a young man
看见了这么多的亚兰的军队。
He saw that the hills were filled with soldiers from Aram.
这个少年人他吓坏了。
He was horrified.
那天以利沙他向神有一个祷告。
That day Elisha prayed to God.
他说：“神啊，求你开这个少年人的眼睛。
”He said, "God, open his eyes."
说和我们同在的比和他们同在的还要更多。
So that he can see those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
少年人眼睛开了。
And God opened his eyes.
哎呀，他看见了另外一个境界。
And he saw something totally different.
在肉眼看外面是这些亚兰的军队。
Yes, with our visual eyes, we saw only the armies from Aram.
但他眼睛属灵的眼睛开了以后，他看见有很多火车火马。
But with his spiritual eyes, he was able to see that the hills were filled with soldiers and the chariots of fire.
是围绕着以利沙。
That around Elisha were God's chariots of fire.
他们同在的比这些敌人还要多太多了。
Because they are more that's with them than those who are with the enemy.
这些敌人呢，他们要来捉拿以利沙。
So when the enemy was trying to capture Elisha.
以利沙又有一个祷告。
He offered another prayer.
祷告神让这些敌人他们的眼睛都昏迷了。
He said, God, please strike them with blindness.
所以这些敌人呢，他们不晓得他们到底在哪里。
And suddenly God struck them with blindness and they were lost.
以利沙就带着他们到了撒玛利亚地方。
And Elisha led them to Samaria.
这是以色列国它的京城首都。
And that was the capital of the country of Israel at the time.
离多丹城大概十几公里。
It was about ten some miles from Torek.
所以他把这些敌人的军兵，他们都眼睛都昏了，看不见了。
And suddenly the armies of the enemy cannot see anymore, and they were very confused.
带到以色列王那里。
And they were led to the king of Israel.
所以在这个时候。
At that time,
他实在是非常容易的能够把这些敌人全部把他杀掉。
It would be a cinch for him to smite them all.
但这段圣经说，以色列王见了他们，就问以利沙说：“我父啊，我可以击杀他们吗？”
So the king of Israel asked Elisha, "Shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?"
以利沙怎么回答呢
？And what did he say?
他说：“不可击杀他们。”
He said, "No."
就是你用刀用弓掳来的，岂可击杀他们吗
？He said, "How can you kill people who you have captured with your sword?"
他说，当在他们面前设摆饮食
，but instead set up a feast before them，
使他们吃喝回到他们主人那里。
Let them eat and drink and return to their master。
我想我们读了都觉得伊丽莎这个态度，他的反应真的是很特别。
You might be amazed at how can he give such a suggestion?
这些人是来捉拿你的。
These are people who are here to capture you.
这些是你们国家的敌人呢。
These are the enemies of your country.
以利沙也是一个非常爱国的先知。
Elisha, aren't you patriotic?
但是这些人明明已经在他们的手下。
And when you finally have the enemy in the palm of your hand,
以利沙却告诉王说：“你不可以击杀他们。
”How could you tell the king not to kill them?
你还要预备饮食。
But instead, prepare a feast.
要准备爱宴。
It's like a big old banquet.
然后呢要让他们吃啊，让他们喝。
Let them eat and drink.
然后呢打发他们回到他们主人那里。
Send them back to their master.
我不知道我们读的时候有没有觉得很稀奇。
Don't you wonder what the heck is going on?
这征战怎么打呢？
How are you going to fight such a battle?
明明是你的敌人。
These are your enemies.
但是呢，伊丽莎却是这样子来对待他们。
But that's exactly how Elisha treated them.
所以王就为他们预备了许多的食物。
The king prepared a big feast for them.
他们吃喝完了，打发他们回到他们主人那里。
They ate and drank, and then they returned to their master.
我想这个征战是非常的猛烈。
Yes, the battles might be fierce.
伊丽莎的对待的态度也是非常的特别。
And yet Elisha had such a very unique attitude.
但是下面这一句说，从此亚兰军不再犯以色列境了。
But if you look at the end result, it says from then on, the enemies of Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory.
我想在这边伊丽莎她所有的反应让我们看见一些属灵征战的原则。
Here it teaches us a very important principle in spiritual warfare.
那个少年人当他看见亚兰的大军，他里面充满了害怕。
That young man, when he first saw the armies of Aram, he was horrified.
当我们今天很多时候看见四围的环境，也让我们害怕。
Today, if you look around at your circumstances, sometimes you fear.
有时候我们看见我们所遇见的疾病，所遇见的钱财上的短缺，也让我们觉得非常的害怕。
If you look at the infirmity you're experiencing or the shortage of financially, you might fear.
我们永远要知道。
But do know this.
无论外面看起来仇敌是多么的猖狂，多么的可怕。
No matter what you're going through externally.
和我们同在的比和他们同在的要更多。
He that is with us is bigger and greater than those that are with the our circumstances.
有一句话说，只要神在你这边，你就是多数。
Remember, as long as God is on your side, you are the majority.
无论外面，无论其他那一面，仇敌有多么的可怕。
No matter how the circumstances might look scary in your eyes.
神告诉我们说，他与我们同在。
He promises to be with us.
在这里少年人眼睛开了。
When this young man's eyes were opened,
他看见有这么多火车火马围绕着伊丽莎。
He suddenly realized that there were chariots of fire surrounding Elisha.
弟兄姊妹，我们要祷告主，让我们看见在属灵的征战、属灵的境界。
May we all can see in our spiritual warfare.
我们的地位乃是与耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
That we have one ground only, and that is we are seated with the King in the heavenly throne.
是今天耶稣基督他留下仇敌，好像。让我们学习征战的事情。
Yes, today God has left some enemies and nations for us so that we may learn about spiritual warfare.
但主让我们真正认识属灵的征战，就开我们的眼睛，看见我们与他一同坐在宝座上的。
May He open our eyes so we can really understand in all the spiritual warfare that we are seated with the King who has already conquered it all.
仇敌的攻击不过是虚晃的。
All the enemies' attacks were false.
我们知道只有耶稣基督他是真实的。
Only Jesus Christ himself is for real.
所以在天路历程，当这位天路客他要经过一个地方。
In Pilgrim's Progress, you see that as this pilgrim is passing through certain places.
他看见有两只狮子那么的可怕在那里吼叫。
He saw two roaring lions coming at him.
但是他往前一直走过去。
And he kept on pressing on.
他发现这两只狮子都是被铁链拴着的。
And he suddenly realized both of the lions were chained.
虽然看起来他们这么的可怕。
They might roar all they want.
但是当他往前一直的走。
But if you keep on pressing on.
这两只狮子是不能伤害他的。
You'll find out those lions were harmless because they're chained down.
弟兄姊妹，今天也许我们四围的环境是有许多的艰难。
Today, maybe you are going through a lot of difficult circumstances.
但是主要我们单单的依靠他。
But he wants us to trust in him only.
他一直告诉我们不要惧怕。
He kept on assuring us, do not be afraid.
与我们同在的比与他们同在的要更多。
For he who is with us is greater than he that's with them.
今天在我们里面的比在外面的要更大。
For who is within us is bigger than who is in this world.
所以我们神的儿女可以不要惧怕。
Fear not.
我们就往前一直的走过去。
Keep on pressing on.
当少年人眼睛开了，他里面
When this young man's eyes were opened,
他里面真的非常的讶异。
He must be greatly at awe.
原来有这么多火车火马 是围绕着我们在这里保护我们。
Oh my God, there are so many chariots of fire surrounding us to protect us.
原来是耶和华来为我们征战。
He then realized the Lord God himself is fighting for us.
当少年人眼睛开了，你说他还要不要惧怕呢？
Do you think he would continue to live in fear once his eyes were opened?
他不需要惧怕了。
Of course not.
因为征战是属乎耶和华的。
But the battle is of the Lord.
所以我们今天只要淡淡的来相信我们的主。
All we have to do is one thing, and that is trust in him.
我们淡淡的来跟随他。
Follow him.
以利沙他这样子对待仇敌。
This is how Elisha defeated his enemies.
我想我们会想到主耶稣基督他的话。
If you think about what Jesus has said,
他说要爱你的仇敌。
He said, love your enemies.
他说要为那逼迫你的怎么样？
Pray for those who persecute you.
我想在当时有很多人听见主的话也觉得非常的不能明白。
Just as the crowd during those days when they heard it, they could not understand him.
怎么能爱你的仇敌呢？
How do you love your enemies?
怎么能为那逼迫你的祷告呢？
How can you pray for those who persecute you?
我们好像是做不到的。
It is mission impossible.
但是主告诉我们这就是他的生命。
But the Lord showed us that this is his life.
这些人叫钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Those who shouted out, crucify him, crucify him.
耶稣说赦免他们，父啊赦免他们。
Jesus answered, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
主耶稣在那里在十字架最大的征战，他把他生命性情表现出来。
In the greatest warfare of history, on the cross, he showed forth his true life.
以利沙面对仇敌，面对这么大的逼迫。
In the face of the enemy and persecution, Elisha,
他彰显了这是一个何等向主的生命。
Displayed the life of God.
为他们预备筵席。
He prepared a feast for his enemy.
让他们吃，让他们喝。
Let them eat and drink.
好像主耶稣在那里说，你要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告。
Just like how Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
有许多的生命会改变。
Many lives will be changed because of you.
今天在我们四围，无论你所遇到的人是什么样子。
Today around us, you, no matter who you encounter.
主给我们一个使命。
You have been entrusted with a mission.
要爱他们。
Love them.
要为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
无论是什么样的人。
No matter who they are.
当我们真正把耶稣基督的生命流露出来。
Once you can show them the life of Jesus,
你可以改变这些人。
You can turn them around.
我们先感谢赞美主。
Thanks be to the Lord.
这里有一个属灵的征战。
There is always a spiritual warfare going on.
这里有一个属灵的境界。
There is a real spiritual realm.
我们也听见很多见证，讲到在国内弟兄姊妹们，他们受到极大的逼迫。
We heard about a lot of the Christians who were in China who were greatly persecuted.
但是他们为这些逼迫他的人祷告。
But they prayed for those who persecute them.
他们里面不是充满了抱怨，充满了恨。
They were not filled with hatred and bitterness.
他们爱这些逼迫他们的人。
Instead, they love those who persecute them.
他们求神赦免这些逼迫他们的人。
He prayed for forgiveness for them.
父啊，赦免他们。
Oh, Father, forgive them.
斯蒂凡在那里祷告，也是在求神赦免这些人。
The same prayer offered by Stephen when he was being stoned.
弟兄姊妹，同样的故事一再在神的儿女当中，在那里
重演。This story is being repeated among God's children over and over again.
因为这是耶稣基督的生命。
Because that is the real life of Jesus Christ.
这是在属灵征战中我们得胜的一条道路。
This is the only way to assure you of victory in spiritual warfare.
当我们真正让主的生命流露。
Only if you allow the life of Jesus to flow out.
我们真的会发现有一个很大的能力。
And you will realize great strength.
有一个我们想象不到的能力。
Something beyond your comprehension.
能够改变人。
To turn people around.
能够胜过仇敌。
To overcome your enemies.
能够真的叫仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
And will shut forever the mouth of your enemy.
从此亚兰军不再犯以色列
人。From then on, Aram's people no longer raid Israel's territory.
今天我们如果借着耶稣基督的生命能够改变一个人。
Today, if only you can change one person through manifesting Jesus' life.
当他摸着了，他遇见了这位活的耶稣。
So on you, they finally touched a living Jesus.
今天我们得着了一个 重生的儿女。
And you obtain somebody to be born again for God.
我们听见很多的见证。
A lot of times we heard about testimonies.
好像原本是他的对头，老是跟他作对的。
People who were sometimes their opponents before.
但是圣灵的大能出来，把这个人折服了。
But by the great power of God, the person was completely subdued.
成了他的同伴。
And become a companion.
圣灵能够做非常奇妙的工作。
Yes, Holy Spirit can do marvelous works like this.
我们今天主量给我们
Today the Lord has measured for each one of us special circumstances.
他留下几族
He has left a few nations for us.
他叫我们学习征战的事情
So that we may learn about spiritual warfare.
他许可一些的环境
Yes, he had allowed certain things to happen.
他有一个旨意在我们身上
With a special purpose in our life.
他叫我们的生命被他改变
So that your life can grow and be changed.Transformed.
好叫他借着圣灵借着十字架能够做生的工作
So he can work the work of the cross in you
哦，弟兄姊妹我们祷告主求主把所有我们里面的阻塞拦阻都拿去
How we pray that the Lord will remove all the obstacles and hindrances within us
哦，我们跟主说我们干旱疲乏已经够长久了
Let's pray to the Lord and say You know what I've been walking in this dry and weary land long enough
主啊让这个活水涌流
I want to have the living water springing out of me.
我们说金啊涌上水来
Oh well, spring up.
求主把所有的拦阻从我里面除去掉
Pray to the Lord to remove all your obstacles.
是的这些日子是征战的日子
These days we have encountered a lot of warfare.
但是我们真的认识征战的原则
But let's learn about the principles of war.
你不是去跟非利士人不是去跟这些基拉尔人去那里相争
You're not fighting with the Philistines or the people of Gerar.
以撒做的工作他是挖井
Isaac did one thing in his life. He kept on digging.
不是说这些人来抢你就预备你的刀枪然后要去跟他们抢回来
When people try to take from you what you deserve you don't prepare weapons so you can get back from them
我们只管挖井啊
But you just kept on digging the new wells
我们只管向主祷告
And just praying to God
主啊做深的工作在我们身上
Oh Lord work deeper and deeper in me
直到活水涌流出来
Until the living water starts springing up
耶稣基督的得胜我们也就那么自然的能够来执掌
So you can reign in Jesus' victory
今天这是一个属灵的征战
Everything you go through is a spiritual warfare
我们没有办法用属肉体的兵器
And you cannot fight it with your own might and strength
只有十架做工在我们里面
But only if you allow the cross work to happen in you
最大的能力
You will be greatly benefited and be empowered
挖井
Dig a well
直到活水从我们里面涌流
Until living water starts springing up
以利沙
Elisha
他的祷告
Had a prayer.
叫这个少年人看见四周的火车火马。
That the young man's eyes be opened so he can see the chariots of fire from God.
弟兄姊妹，叫我们看见耶和华神是我们四围的火城。
So we can see that we're surrounded by God's chariots of fire to protect us.
不要惧怕。
And have no fear.
今天我们行走在这个世界上。
Today you walk in this world.
我们永远要知道我们是在基督的里面。
Do know that you're walking in Christ.
我们今天。已经在爱子的国度
You are in the kingdom of his beloved son
是仇敌他所不能碰他所不能攻击的
You are in a realm where the enemy cannot touch you nor defeat you
我们凭信来跟随我们的主
By faith follow him
弟兄姊妹将我们的眼睛注视在耶稣基督
Fix your eyes on Jesus
他与我们同在
He is with you
他要引领我们一直的向前
He will keep on leading you
我们渴望不靠我们的力量来面对征战
Not by our own might or power
让耶稣基督的生命流露出来
But let the life of Jesus flow out from you in all circumstances
叫我们能爱我们视为每一个人
Love everybody around you
就是仇敌我们也要为他们祷告
Even those who persecute you
要爱我们的仇敌
Love your enemies
为那逼迫我们的祷告
Pray for those who persecute you
直到我们视为所有的人他们也得着生命的活水
Until everybody around you can obtain the living water from you
叫我们所接触的每一个人不但与我们和好他们也能够与神和好
So that you have perfect reconciliation with everyone around you but lead them to reconciliation with God
我想我们早上就先讲到这里
And I will share this much with you in the morning.
我们祷告让圣灵继续的做工在我们的身上。
Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to continue His work in us.
这是一个征战的日子。
Yes, these days we have a lot of battles to fight.
但是主实在也让我们看见，让我们得着荣耀的途径。
But the Lord is also showing us that this is the way for to His glory.
经过压力，我们得着能力。
Through great stress and pressure, you will obtain power.
经过荆棘的冠冕，我们才能得着荣耀的冠冕。
First, you wear the crown of thistles, and then the crown of glory.
经过属灵的征战。
Through all the spiritual warfare,
叫我们宽阔。
You may be broadened.
叫我们能够昌盛。
So you can flourish.
我们感谢主，我们再来唱这首诗歌668首。
Let's sing one more time, hymn 668.